Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
One guy can show just how far one sport has fallen. That might be coming up in about last night. I know what will definitely be coming up in about last night. When trying to manipulate the draft goes wrong. It went wrong for one young man last night. That was rough business.
Dropping an F-bomb when you...
Oh, that was the other one.
Who got drafted to Toronto. That was Toronto. You're right.
That's the one I got drafted to Toronto.
Yeah, you're right.
Okay. So he gets up. What was the kid's name again? Damn it, you beat me. Now you got me searching it up because I'm trying to think because the one kid was called Colin Cowherd. Real quick, before we get to the whole thing here with the stadium stuff. So the one kid was called Colin Cowherd on TV. And then you had another kid.
The 11th pick in the 2025 NBA draft, the Portland Trail Blazers select Cedric Coward from Washington State University.
So the Portland Trail Blazers select Colin Coward here.
Yeah, close enough.
Mitch covers the NBA. This is the thing.
It's ESPN.
You've never
ESPN.
Said the name wrong before.
Oh, I've said it wrong. The night they drafted Dion Waiters, I had to write down in big magic marker Dion Waiters because I kept wanting to call him DeJuan Wagner. And I was watching. I mean, he went to Q's. Of course, yeah. I'm watching Dion Waiters in college at that time. And for whatever reason, I just kept wanting to call him DeJuan Wagner. So, like, I understand it. But, like, people are, like, ripping. It's Malika Andrews who said it, right? Like, people are ripping on her. It's like, dude, you do NBA every day. So, it's like, when we look at, like, Charles Barkley dropping in on college basketball, it's not the same thing. But, hell, it's close. You're obsessed with the NBA 11 months out of the year, and then they drop you in on draft coverage. It's like, well, you're supposed to know who these guys are when you're watching every NBA game every night?
No, it's not. I mean, there's probably people talking in her ear. It's chaos on the set.
Yes.
Plus, she's a dear friend of mine, so back off.
Oh, I wasn't.
She's Dave's wife.
Hold on. I wasn't ripping her. I was actually.
I'm not saying you back.
Okay. Lord Almighty. You basketball writers. Colin Murray Bowles
is
his
name.
Yeah,
he's the one that dropped the F bomb on Toronto.
He related to you?
So he gets up. He buttons his coat, he buttons his jacket, and he turns and he like kind of drops his head slightly and he drops the F bomb. And I thought for a moment, okay, it doesn't look good. Toronto's a nice town. Lots of people in July. Okay, it gets cold in a lot of places. My God,
they play the games indoors, right?
I'm sure it's very pretty. I'm sure it's not as pretty as Montreal or Quebec City, but it's still very pretty.
Toronto's a great city. And February is miserable there.
You play the games indoors. January is miserable anywhere. So I feel bad for you, young man. But either way, I was wondering if he just kind of said it like, "Bleep! I can't believe I'm actually drafted." Like, was there a moment there? Like, you've never just, like, had a great moment in your life and you've been surprised and just went, bleep. I know I've done it.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know that his facial reaction matches what you're saying.
Fair enough.
Tell his face that.
Yeah. They have a good time up in Canada. They got great television. Colin, young man, you're going to enjoy yourself.
Chris Bosch acted like he had been sent to Siberia when he was in Toronto.
Yeah, he couldn't get out of there fast enough. That's a good point.
And it's
the fourth biggest country city in North America, in the continent.
It's such a eclectic mix of culture. Yes. It's a great city.
Yes.
But it is a different country. And for these kids, like, you know, you're 18, 19 years old and you're moving to a different country. That's a little scary.
Okay. I'll say this real quick. I mean, we got to get to the stadium thing. I mean, we have 4 years to get to the stadium thing, but we got to get to the stadium thing, as I told everybody, and I want to get your reaction to it. When I was doing play-by-play for Ashland, see, this is where you're right. So I was like 22, but to then 22, 23 years old in that category. But I was like the play-by-play guy, and you only have like two other assistant coaches. So it's like you're one of the people that are in charge. Like I had to round up the kids and get them on the bus and be like, "Hey, we're leaving to go to the gym for shoot around at 5:15. Have your ass on the bus. We ain't coming." Like I had to say that to some guys.
That's funny.
And we're on the bus. We're at Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan. at Lake Superior State.
Oh, wow.
And it's over the Mackinac Bridge, which I think Keith's up there. Congratulations on all his success in Mackinac Island, where they don't have cars. It's over the Mackinac Bridge in the UP Upper Peninsula.
Yeah, you're way up there.
And there's Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan, and Sault Ste. Marie, Canada. We get done with shoot around, which they had a very nice arena. Well, the basketball gym wasn't that great, but the hockey arena was really nice. They love hockey up there. And as we're leaving, there's a gate, a toll to get into Canada. And this coach, Craig Collins, great guy, goes, guys, there's Canada. Look over there. And they all, I mean, this is the disposable camera era. It's click, 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 click. I mean, you might have, it was like they found Atlantis.
Yeah.
It was unbelievable. I'm laughing my ass off. I go, it's Canada.
Yeah.
We're basically in Canada.
Yeah.
Like it's, yeah. But it was, so okay, to some degree, maybe. Hopefully it goes well for you, young man. That's all I'm going to say. But getting up and dropping an F-bomb when you got drafted probably wasn't the best. It's a tough one.
It's a rough way to get started.
So are you excited or are you upset about the new dome?
Am I allowed to answer now?
Yeah. Well, it was a tease for the show, man. You can't just keep giving it away here.
No, I've been on Team Dome since it started, yes.
Why?
Because I think it's... I mean, selfishly, I want to cover games indoors.
No, Jason... It's just the worst reasoning ever.
Do you want me to be honest or not?
I wanted you to be honest.
No, I do think it's good for the region. I do think it's good. I do think it could be an economic boon. I do think Cleveland will get a Super Bowl. And you talk about teams yelling the F-bomb when they find out they're going to Cleveland for the Super Bowl in February. You probably get a little bit of that. But so what? It'd be great for the area. And I think it's a good thing. Like I never liked that stadium. It was rushed. There was a lot that was wrong with it, just from a construction standpoint, because of how fast it had to go up. I thought it was
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Terrible location. It never made sense to me. So, and the fact that they're paying for like 75% of it, I think they should pay it all. Like I've been on record for that. I think they should pay for the whole thing themselves. But if not, this is a pretty doggone good compromise. This gets pretty close to them paying the whole thing and then using the taxes to pay back the bonds on the $600 million they're getting from the state. Yeah, I think it's a good thing.
So I had waffled back and forth at the very beginning when this all first got started. And we started talking about this. Man, you got to be honest. We started talking about this in like 2017, 2018, the possibilities. Because, you know, Lyman knows everybody. And he knew that there were rumblings downtown. Oh, we're going to start talking about a new stadium here sooner than later. And so we would mention it here and there in the possibilities of a domed stadium and what it was. And at first, I was like, man, I like outdoors. I like the way it is. And then I just kind of looked around the league. Now, what I hate about the league is that as much as history changes, it stays the same. And you went through the 60s and 70s where there was the cookie-cutter circular ballpark that housed two teams and two different sports, or maybe three teams and two sports, depending on what city you're at. And it was an eyesore in so many ways. And now all these renderings I'm seeing are just a whole bunch of Allegiant Stadiums in Las Vegas. Ours is different, but I was hoping it wasn't going to be those types of stadiums. The other thing is I had to come to grips with ticket prices are always going to go up. They're not going to go down.
Yes.
Season ticket prices, which I think that there is a difference in the person who wants season tickets now than there was 20 years ago, and I want that to be a conversation at some point because I know Lima's... I'm kind of saving it for Tone because I know he's very interested in tickets and season tickets. I know that ticket prices are going to go up. So it becomes, A, every time a bunch of Browns fans go to Indianapolis, they always come back and go, this is the life. When we had to play that game up in Detroit, you had a bunch of Browns fans going, I can take my jacket off in here. This is the life. And I'm going, you're only going to pay more. You might as well be comfortable for it. Now, I'm not going to sit there. I've seen way too many studies that say it's not an economic boom to sit here and say it's an economic boom. I hope you're right.
If they bring a Super Bowl, it is.
I hope you, but is it going to be an economic boom in the long term? Is it going to be something that reaps its rewards over a long term. Does a Super Bowl make that big of a difference? I'm not sure. Over 30 years? I'm not sure. Speaking of the 30 years, the other thing I didn't want to do is put Band-Aids on the current stadium,
yes,
and then in 10 years, go ahead and do this again.
Right.
Because one of the things that people were really upset with is that when Joe Banner was here, hey, we got to redo the stadium. You get all the things to redo the stadium. Stadium gets redone to a certain level. The stadium gets redone, looking nice. And then all of a sudden, a few years later, it's like, hey, we're going to need a new stadium. I don't want to do that again. So it's like, hey, you get a stadium, you get 30 years. I don't know where I'll be in 30 years. I'm sure, hopefully I'll still be here in the area.
In that chair?
I don't know about in the chair. I mean, we don't know what life is going to hold, but I love it here. And I'm pretty set on dying here, to be honest with you. But I just don't know. Hopefully it won't be 30 years from now. What?
It'll be 30 minutes.
Well, we'll see where it goes. I don't want to have to get into it over stadiums for another 30 years. Like, that's it and that's all. Because I think the original conversation over stadiums are exciting, and then it becomes very tedious and very emotional, and then it becomes very politically drawn. And I think a lot of our fans, a lot of our listeners, you know what? I know someone's got to go out there and fight the fight, but they're tired of seeing guys in suits. They're tired of seeing guys on either side in suits, grandstanding for things that they've never grandstanded before. And I think they're going, we either do this or we don't. Now they're going to do it, and off we go.
I haven't seen Vegas. I skipped the trip this year, so I did not go to
Vegas.
You'll
get to go next year or this coming season.
Yeah, we'll see. But
you don't want to go to Vegas, a guy like you?
I've been to SoFi, I've been to Atlanta, and I've been to Minnesota. They are phenomenal. They are phenomenal. Yeah. And that's a different class than what you're talking about with Indy and Detroit. Indy and Detroit are fine. There's nothing wrong with them. But they are not in that stratosphere.
If I'm going to pay, and I think there's two other things. If I'm going to pay, which is always going to be an exorbitant sum, ticket prices are always going to be eye-popping.
Oh, but no matter this where is you're different.
At. I understand that. But if you're going to pay, you might as well be comfortable, and you might as well get all the creature comforts that comes with being indoors. The other thing is, and it is very stark to me, and I think that this is what annoys some Cleveland fans. Like, we had Peter King on a couple of years ago, and out of nowhere, and Owen, you remember this, out of nowhere, he just went on this like mini 30-second diatribe where he like put down the professional curtain for a second, and because it was like right when we were really starting to get into the nitty-gritty before he retired, we were getting into the nitty-gritty of the stadium, and he's going, you know what? I talk to people all over the league, and you guys have no idea how good you have it over there. I mean, you guys sit there and get upset over an extra dime being spent here and there. This is the cost of doing business. And then we were like, whoa, and he immediately put the curtain back up. And he went, I'm going, what was he just saying to us there for a second?
What was he referencing?
I don't know, but he was like kind of going after us because I think the stadium got brought up, and he just kind of, for like 30 seconds, and then he went back to being the great benevolent Peter King, where it was like, he's like, you guys just bitch and moan over every single price you ever see. It's like, well, yeah. I mean, the whole time, you grow up in a society where we're always told all the time that we don't have a lot of money to spend around these parts. It kind of seeps into the how we are.
Yeah. Well, and that part, that component of it does concern me because I don't think people realize what type of sticker shock is coming. You can say prices are going up. No, they're not going up. They are exploding. To get into this place, it's going to be a different world, and I am afraid about pricing out the longtime fans. And there's another conversation to be had, and I don't know how the stadium plays into it necessarily, but I've said before, I feel like the Browns have lost a generation of fans, and the diehard generations of your generation and my generation and older than us, I don't think is there in the young 20s. So what happens when they have disposable income in 15 years and ticket prices are exorbitant?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.